And welcome back to Mugs in the Morning on Husker Radio's KODY. Tristan Winder, glad to be with you as we go to the phone lines now. Daniel and Ryan Purdy, Mid Plains Community College, joining us here for our recap of the Board of Governors meeting earlier this week. Gentlemen, always good to talk to you and appreciate the time once again.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time to visit with us today, Tristan.
Absolutely. So, Mr. Purdy, we're getting to the conclusion of the school season, and that applies, obviously, to our community college systems as well as the semester nears its conclusion.
It's hard to believe that 3 weeks from tomorrow we will have a commencement, and students, for the most part, will be on a summer break.
And commencement going to look pretty much the most normal it's looked in a number of years, too.
It is. There's one thing we kept from the pandemic that we kind of liked, and we're going to continue with it. So, used to do, especially in North Platte, our nurse pinning kind of was held on its own, but then the nurses would come in for commencement. Well, as everybody knows, that the demands of that program are crazy, and so all their family comes to cheer them on at that final ceremony. So what we decide to do is we're going to pin the nurses and provide their diplomas and certificates to them at 12:30. So that also helps kind of thin the crowd, because if you've been to a commencement in North Platte, it is usually almost standing room only. So it does give a little bit of reprieve, it lightens the crowd a little bit, but it still allows for a great time to celebrate the accomplishments of our students. So 12:30 in North Platte will be the nurse pinning for our ADN nurses and their graduation ceremony, and then at 3 o'clock will be the rest of the North Platte Community College graduates.
Quickly approaching, and Mr. Purdy, Board of Governors meeting this week as well.
We did. So we had our board meeting last night, and our April meeting is always in McCook, and so we were down there for this month. We kicked it off with the ribbon cutting for our Child Development Center, a project that had been in the works for several years, and we had kind of hit it the ground running right before COVID, getting it planned, and then obviously we had to take a back seat. But the board last February approved the bid with Steels Construction here out of North Platte, and they're almost done, waiting for some weather changes to finish some of the outside work, but the inside work is done, and so we got to officially cut the ribbon. The students had been back in there since about early January. That facility is licensed for 40 currently, can I think take 56 or 57 because of their size. But, you know, that's our learning lab as we work to provide child care providers in the area.
So anything else on the agenda that you felt was worth bringing up this morning,
Absolutely.
Mr. Purdy?
So our welding program, it's time for the program review for the Coordinating Commission. And so Dr. Tomonic and Scott Smalley and Jeff Holtis, they're two welding instructors from McCook, were there at the board to answer any questions. Program is a very high-demand program. But we also know that the students are in high demand to become employees. And so
Sure. That's
a little bit of a struggle we have, is those students that show aptitude in welding might just go directly to the employer, and the employer might teach them on the job, or they'll come to the college. But high demand program, very much needed, and the board approved sending that on for continuation to the Coordinating Commission. So took care of that piece. Another thing that I think as we look to the expansion in North Platte area, we have started a full CDL Class A certification, CDL license class. And so the first couple have been almost full. It's not been really advertised, it's been word of mouth. And so last night the board did approve a full-time CDL instructor position so we can really hit the ground running. We currently have one truck and trailer, and we're in the process of getting another one. And so that program has taken off really well, but with the potential rail park and the sustainable beef and where we sit between Highway 83 and I-80, it is absolutely a high-demand field, and so we want to, again, be able to provide some workforce in our area.
It's a very good spot to be in, too, and very exciting to hear that this is going to be a course coming to Mid Plains Community College in the near future.
And it's already going. So we are
good.
In class one. Class two, I think, is full or almost full and paid for. And I know there is we're getting calls about every day or every other day for future classes. So if someone is looking for that class A CDL and needs to get in, they need to call Jeff Smeltzer here at the North Platte Community College campus to get signed up.
Awesome.
Other than that, we are going to replace the sound system in the gym here at the college, and so it's due. So Yonda's Pro Audio and Video out of Kearney was approved to provide that replacement, so that'll be happening before the start of the volleyball season next fall. We don't, knock on wood, anticipate any supply chain issues from this project, but right now I think who really knows until
yes.
It's all installed. So. Right now, that is the plan, is to upgrade the gym system. Board did approve a compromise settlement between Dundee County and Benkelman. There was apparently a TIF issue down there as far as the county allocated more money to the redevelopment organization than they were required to, and so they had to do some payback. And, of course, being a taxing entity in Dundee County as well, we were a recipient of some of those settlement funds. So the board did have to accept that piece. But outside of that, I went into closed session, talked about salaries for non-negotiated staff and administration, and the board did come out and approve the same hourly rate increase, a percent increase for admin and classified staff that we did for our faculty. And so a 3.85% increase in salaries for administration and for our hourly staff as well. So that really concluded the board meeting.
And Daniel, as we look to it, have some exciting action going on out on the softball diamonds for Mid Plains Community College softball.
Yeah, they had finished up a doubleheader yesterday against Iowa Western Community College. And this weekend they have a four-game series with Lamar Community College starting on Saturday. So they're kind of wrapping up the end of their regular season before they begin postseason play. But they will celebrate sophomores on Sunday.
And not just that, recruiting in full swing for the softball team as well. They've been recruiting left and right, it seems like.
All the athletic teams have been recruiting left and right. I was talking to Coach O'Connor last week, and he says recruiting never stops. So they're hitting the trail when they're out in season, out of season. So they're trying to get their teams ramped up for next year.
Gentlemen, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
I would like to add that there's a couple events going on this week. North Platte Community College Theater Department presents Laughing at Shakespeare for its spring production. Performances began last night and run through April 23rd at 7:30 p.m. in the McDonald Felton Theater on North Platte Community College's South Campus. Performances will feature scenes from 11 plays by English poet, playwright, and actor William Shakespeare. Admission is $5 per person. Students, faculty, and staff will be admitted free with their college-issued IDs. And also this weekend, the music department presents the Rockin' the Choir event that will feature performances by students, staff, and community members in conjunction with the Kearney-based band Blue Plate Special. The public is invited to perform alongside the band for two songs, including one by the Beatles and the other by Kiss. Rehearsals will begin at 5:30 p.m. on Saturday, April 23rd in the McDonald Felton Gym on the North Platte Community College South Campus. Performances will follow approximately 6:30 p.m. or as soon as the rehearsals are finished. The concert is free and open to the public.
Sounds like quite an awesome and unique event, gentlemen.
It kind of is. And so it kind of got our minds rolling last night and thinking we might have several administration that might show up when it's kind of like flash mob type choir. So it could be fun.
Yeah, I think it will be quite fun and quite the unique opportunity for the public to attend as well.
We agree. So, yep.
Well, Ryan, Daniel, as always, it's a blessing to talk to you, gentlemen. We appreciate the time.
Thanks, Tristan. Have a good one, Tristan.
Take care.
Yes.
That, again, is Daniel, the communications director with Mid Plains Community College, and Ryan Purdy, president of Mid Plains Community College, joining us for our Board of Governors meeting recap as they met last night in McCook. We're going to step aside for a quick news break on Mugs in the Morning. The legislative session came to a conclusion yesterday, adjourning sine die, 13 senators departing, possibly more as it is an election year, but 13 senators either reaching term limits or deciding to not seek re-election. So we'll talk about that coming up just around the corner on Mugs in the Morning, along with some audio from the legislative session yesterday and our great speaker, the great man himself, Mike Hilgers. First quick check of our time and temp, thanks to KODY's good friends at Grease Monkey. 8:31 Central, 42 degrees, mostly sunny with temperatures in the upper 70s rather. 30-mile-an-hour wind gust today, patchy blowing dust after 3 p.m. on Friday. Temperature's going to be in the low 90s. Showers and maybe even a thunderstorm Friday evening, and then chances of showers and thunderstorms continue into Saturday. High wind watch in effect Friday. Also have a red flag warning in effect on Friday with other hazardous weather in effect for tomorrow and Saturday. None at the moment, though, according to the National Weather Service office in North Platte.